I think it's really clear that the UK currently isn't set up to do referendums well. Referendums can be done well, and there are many examples of them having been done well in various countries. But there are some really key elements to that. Like, first of all, you have to have kind of a clear question where you know exactly what the things are that you're voting for. It can't be a kind of vague, multiple meanings option for one of the options. You have to deal with the influence of excess money in politics, and that includes all of the kind of the dark data stuff, all of the online interference that we know is going on. And again, like our allies, the Electoral Reform Society, Unlock Democracy are campaigning really hard about regulating the online Wild West, as they're calling it, because there's huge amounts of money going into Facebook ads, and we're only kind of the very first baby steps of that starting to be regulated or even questioned. And so elections aren't run in the way that they used to be run. Like, we have a kind of imprint on a leaflet saying this was printed by whoever on behalf of whoever, the address. And so there's now agreement that we should start doing that for online advertising for elections as well. So there's money influencing referendums. Then there's the political education bit that we've talked about as well. You can't have a referendum where people don't know what they're voting on. And I think the whole of the UK is now an awful lot more informed than it was a few years ago when we had that referendum. And I think most people had no idea what they were voting on. And I think a lot of people still don't know what all of the ins and outs are. I mean, I certainly don't even know all of the ins and outs of EU membership. I probably have more idea than quite a few people, but I'm not an expert. And so you can't vote on something meaningfully without having clear information on it.